and Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Oh, we can just use, I always just picture a globe spinning.
Is that the instrument that we're talking about
I
today?
I think it is.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You nailed it. You've got quite the ear, haven't you?
I do.
We've been having that sting, you know, for a long time. A sting is a little short piece of music that...
Sure.
So he's also a member of the police.
Turned up in the cans. There's one of the cans there. Hello.
So we're doing the mbira.
Sorry, the...
Mbira. Mbira.
Mbira.
Mbira. M-B-I-R-A. I mean, isn't that a great word?
M-B-I-R-A.
Mbira.
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 M-B-I-R-A. Oh, mbira.
Mbira. Yeah.
Like a borrow, but with an M and an A in it, and no O.
Yeah.
Mbira. Mbira.
Hey,
I love you. Hey, where's the Mbira player?
Is it a great word? So,
could someone turn up the Mbira?
It's officially a type of lamellophone, like the kalimba.
That word again?
Lamellophone.
Lamellophone.
Instruments played by plucking tuned fixed metal tines. So.
What's a tine?
It's just a little metal thing. Strip. It's a metal strip.
Metal strip.
Let's say the easy way is thumb piano.
Okay.
I feel like that was the most familiar for me.
Yeah.
An ocarina, drill a hole in it, put some strips on it.
No, take a little box of wood.
Little box of wood.
Right, so you get that echo chamber right inside the box, and then you have the little tines, and the tines...
What's the music?
This is a thumb piano track.
Electric thumb pianos. So they've got that sort of distortion on it.
It's not what I thought it would sound like at all.
Oh, well, see, this is the electric. This is the metal. This is the metal version of mbira.
Okay, all right, yeah.
But what you can hear is the weird elements of their songwriting. It's polyrhythm, interlocking patterns, overlapping, intermingling. It's a really non-Western music. This is African music. And so it's sort of the whole structure is about, you know, patterns and weaving and repetition. But repetition can get you psyched, you know, over and over. So here's the other weird thing. The tines are shaped kind of...
So just to recap, repetition can get you psyched over and over.
Yeah, keep doing it again and again and again.
And just to recap, repetition can get you psyched over and over.
It can also make you angry. Sorry. No, it is a spiritual instrument. It was used by mediums to sort of connect with the next world.
Hold on, what?
It was used by mediums.
To connect with the next world?
Yes. It called the gods.
No, but seriously?
Spirit possession. Yes, which is why they're banned, actually. You know, those Christians come along and go, no spirits. But it's shaped...
Pull out the marimba.
It's shaped like a V in the middle. So the lower notes are in the middle, and then the higher notes go up both sides because you're playing it with both thumbs. You know what I mean? So you've got your two thumbs. You're holding... Oh, God. You're holding the box of wood with your hands, and then the left thumb is playing the bass, and the right thumb is playing the melody. Oh my God!
So this one is
the bass. Okay.
Paradiso by Kanono number one.
Yep. Yeah. And they.
I thought you said that like, hey, I'm not sure. Is this number one or number two? I'm not familiar with this number one. Yeah.
Okay. Here's a really great thing. Their first album was called Congotronics. How cool is that?
Yeah.
They've been going since 1966, and they won a BBC World Music Award in 2003. So this is a slow burn.
You can make quite a lot of different styles of music with this instrument, can't you?
Absolutely.
Like, this is like quite different to what else we've got coming up.
This is more...
Okay.
Well,
okay.
This is not trad, but this is definitely more African. But these guys are playing it electric.
Yeah.
But acoustic, it's got more of a sort of pretty... Sort of.
Can I run past this one past you?
I just want to see if. Hang on. Is there a bit of that in there? Maybe. I mean, there's some bells and chimes.
It could be. That also could be.
Yeah, no, that's right. That sounds.
No, it could be because it has that sort of metal. But that also could be steel drum. I'm not sure. Listen right. carefully.
So
but
this
yeah.
is a Björk track.
See, here's Björk playing with it. So
she'll play with anything.
Yes, she will.
This one is Earth Intruders. It's quite nice.
She'd bang out a song on a dead pig's head. It sound beautiful. Oh yeah, for the song. Yeah, yeah.
Which I feel like is, again, like quite a different style of music.
Yeah, she's definitely using it for like spice and flavor, you know?
Mm. What sounds like a... Is that that clinky clink noise?
I don't know
if
I'm hearing it yet.
Should I skip forward? Nah.
Yeah.
I could do. Do you want me to?
Yep. You're all the right. Producer.
Oop. That's it there, isn't it, in the background?
Could be. So this is...
It's not a showcase instrument. No. I mean, it's hardly at the front.
No, well, I mean, it's meant to be almost an orchestra in itself, right? Because you've got...
Handy, though. They just pick it up and don't need to plug it in.
That's right. So, you know, you've got all those layers going at the same time. So obviously, with a full band and orchestra,
metal or wood?
Yes, metal.
So it looks like a bunch of spoons.
Wood box?
Spoon handles or something.
Yeah, those
are
the tines.
Okay, right. So can they be wood as well?
Nope, they're metal.
No, they're metal.
It's a metal sound.
Yeah. All right.
And apparently even back in the day, 1300 years ago, they were using metal, making it.
Yeah.
You know, metal's forever.
Well, you play last good, yeah.
I'll show you this next one.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's all have a look at it.
I think this one's got a bit more. It's a bit more.
One
obvious.
Time.
More. Yeah. It's standing up.
There you go. That's what you're looking for, isn't it?
It's pretty.
It's beautiful.
I see. You can hear the.
Oh yeah.
Now,
do they come in different sizes?
Yes, they do. I mean, there's a standard. But of course,
what's the standard? How big's the standard?
Just kind of, you know, a little bit bigger than hand holding. You know, like not
cigar
quite
box.
A4. Not
cigar
quite
box.
A4. Yeah.
Cigar box.
Yeah. Not quite A4.
Can you listen to that? That's beautiful, isn't it?
Mm.
I feel like I'm under the sea.
A Little Lost by Jens Lickman. Lickman.
Uh-huh. Jens Lickman.
And Some people will sort of attach little like bottle caps and stuff to it, so you do get a bit of shake or a bit of rhythm.
Yeah, we're not at home tomorrow's dancing.
Bottle caps, that's an interesting thing to attach to an instrument like that. It doesn't really fit.
It's kind of got a sort of an African junkyard sort of vibe, you know? Like
it looks like a piano though, kind of.
Piano-esque.
Yes. Yeah. Like, you definitely look at that and you're
well,
like,
well, you
yeah,
can see why white people went, oh,
instrument.
A thumb piano.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, spirit medium, multi-locking patterns. And white people went, oh, we'll add it to my music. Who cares? But if you want to listen to some legit people, you can listen to Stella Chueshi, Thomas Mapfumo. And I guess the other thing is because you can play it and sing, so you got this sort of like mini orchestra.
The way you were just sort of pretend playing a pretend one just then, it looked like you're on the Xbox or the PlayStation there.
True. You know, yeah, you would play that same way, or your phone in the old day when you did
yeah,
it with
double texting,
two
thumb texting.
I feel like this is so different to the first song we played
because that was electric. Those guys were.
So you can make so many different.
There's a certain, you know, you play an instrument like this for this sound, don't you? Mm. I mean, they're just being silly, those other guys. How can you say that? I rescind that.
I mean, I guess it's a variety that it can cope with both things. Those guys were going for sort of an electric sort of party sound.
Yeah, they just want to, they're just trying to get the
chips.
They
just want to be alive. Wait, what?
What? Are you there? Come on.
It's nice. I like the song.
And also because the tines are next
to each
other. That's
good for Nine Eyes, eh? Good music for Nine Eyes. Or just getting up in the morning or,
Nine Eyes?
Nine Eye and Wellington.
Nine Eye.
So, you know, when you pluck one tine, the ones next to it vibrate, and that's where you get that sort of imperfect sound of them together.
What's going to work better, a dry thumb or a slippery thumb?
Maybe a calloused. Callous.
Really? Like a yes, yeah, so
like a guitar.
Give me a look at your hands. Ah, marimba player, if I ever met one.
Yeah, I suppose you wouldn't want to get too greasy and sweaty.
Someone said like a monkey with a miniature cymbal.
No, that's making a joke. Oh, that's off the Hot Chip track. I'll tell you what they mean.
Oh no, that horrible monkey that you smash on the head and he plays.
That monkey.
No, why are you guys getting him started?
I'm with you. I know what that call is. That text is texting. Stand by.
All right, we're reaching the end of the track.
Yeah, calm down. Jesus Christ, calm down. Jesus. Where are you there? This one here. Everybody, we all know this track here. It's a great track. We all know it. This one here, I'm about to play.
Oh, okay. He's allowed to reference that. I thought it was referencing the horrible monkey.
No.
Hey, maybe along the top. A little melody on the top.
That's definitely the track he's referencing, but I'm not sure if I can hear it in there, to be honest.
Well, it's a great instrument.
Yeah, what a great instrument, nevertheless.
What have you got for us, lovely? For next week, I'm going to follow up on a lead that Mikey gave me, and I've been investigating, according to his recommendation. I think we're going to do air horn.
No. What about Vuvuzela?
In fact, we'll just have a quarter of an hour of Mikey just doing that.
What about Vuvuzela? greatest instrument ever invented.
You know what? I had one, but it got lost. I think somebody hit it on purpose.
All right, air horn for next week. That's
we're not
going to
really
gonna
do air horn, are we? Are we?
I think you recommended it. You recommended it.
Yeah, but don't listen to me.
Now the fans are waiting.
Oh, no.
Okay.
It does have a good backstory. That's what we're about.
Hey, that is what we're about. Thank you very much, Dr. Kirsten Zemke. Right. Lovely to see you. Have a great weekend. See you again next Friday.
Okay.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.